You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of music, can I quickly apologize for being that guy this weekend? I rag on people for doing this constantly when you're at a concert and you film a little snippet of the concert and then you put it on your social media and nobody cares. I did that this weekend. I'm sorry.
It is true that nobody
cares. I'm sorry. Nobody cares. I had a moment of weakness. I had a couple, you know, $17 brewskis in me, and I wasn't thinking. So I'm going to take that down in a little bit.
Just put your phone in your pocket and enjoy the show.
I did enjoy 98% of it, but for some reason I felt the need to film about 60 seconds and put it on my Facebook, and that's stupid.
Dork.
I'm an idiot. So
dork.
I just want to publicly apologize for doing that.
I may not forgive you for that, actually. Don't
be that guy. I saw that on Sunday morning. I was like, oh, God, I was that guy.
We were talking off the air about things that people catch grief for because they've never done something that everyone else has done. So it's what's something everyone but you has done, and they judge you for it.
That's the kicker. It's like when you say it, you know, in your cube farm at the office, everyone just flips their lid and they're like, how could you have never had, like Lynn, how could you have never eaten crab legs? Lynn wrote in, I've never had crab legs and I'm 40 some years old. What? Oh.
Now this is, we should point out, disclaimer here, this is different from I've tried it and I just don't like it. That's a whole different segment, which we've done before.
Different.
So it's like, you know, the thing like sushi. Like, I'm not a sushi eater, but I've tried it multiple times. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say that. However, I have caught nothing but grief from people, including Mr. Jeremy Padgett.
What?
For not going to see the new Top Gun movie.
Yeah, you haven't done that. Everybody's done that.
Like, oh, that's the greatest movie. How could you not go see that movie? Well, don't know.
Don't care.
I'm judged for not seeing a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah,
you're kidding me.
I do judge you for that because it's, you know, it's the thing right now. Or, I mean, 2 months ago, it was the thing.
It still is. It's still in the top five past weekend.
It is. And it's like, it's pop culture. We can talk about it on the show. And it's so fun. And it's Tom Cruise. And you're like, nah, the theater's too busy. I've got one that's crazy because I've lived here my entire life, all 30 years. I have never climbed a 14er, and I live in Colorado, and the mountains are right here. I'm staring at them. I have never, ever climbed a 14er, and when I say that to people, you know, they're like, oh, my God, how could you have never done that? This is your home. This is what we do here.
And the thing is, I understand that for most people, because most people, it seems, are out of shape, and you can see them not doing that. But you are healthy and fit, and you like outdoorsy stuff.
That's the only
reason it doesn't really fit with you.
I've never wanted to do that. And my little bubble of friends, everybody's done it. I was just recently at a little get-together where everyone was reeling off all the mountains they've climbed. I'm like, I drove to Silverthorne once. That was a great time. And the other one for me, the craze over Harry Potter all of these years. I have never cracked open a Harry Potter book, and I have never seen a Harry Potter movie. Not
once. You don't know anything about it?
I know zero about that franchise. I will never go to the Universal Studios Harry Potter land. I'll never do that.
Yeah, Jeremy once asked me, he goes, who's Hermione?
Yes, I don't even
Hermione.
And now it's your turn.
Yeah.
What is something that everyone but you has done? And they judge you for it, and they give you crap about it.
Yeah, we got to know.
And you can call us, which is always great, or you can text your boys in the morning. And remember, this is different from I've tried it and I just didn't like it. This is you haven't done it at all. One of them, a text that we got from Shannon, I want to read because she doesn't think we will.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, this is not on-air appropriate. And I'm thinking, this is totally on-air appropriate.
This is real life.
She says, a one-night stand. And she goes, and now I'm married, so I never will, damn it.
Oh, you don't know that.
You don't know what's going to happen. And you know what? 3 years
might
from now,
pop
who knows
up.
Where our lives are.
Yeah, yeah.
And besides, Jeremy says he's never had a one-night stand either.
Nah.
The thing is, Shannon's got this backwards. Because the idea is something you've never done and people judge you for it.
I
raised my hand and I said I have had one-night stands. And people judge me for that.
All day long. and
right?
Night, all,
and I'm like,
all
which
night
I don't
long.
I don't understand at all. I don't understand the negative connotation.
It's
with
just
that
so
at
naughty.
All. It's not though.
It's naughty.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
On a lighter note. On a lighter note. the amount of people that are writing in to say that they haven't had a pumpkin spice latte is pretty substantial. And you know what? We're fine with that. You don't need that
yeah,
in your life.
Absolutely we are.
Cole real quick says, I've never watched Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings. Gets judged for that. So, yeah, I get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Game of a Thrones of that are being yeah. sent in. Somebody else wrote in, if you want to go old school, they said they've never seen The Sound of Music. And I have to raise my hand with that. You know, it's a classic legendary film, but I've not seen
apparently
that.
Apparently The Hills Are Alive or something in that? I don't know.
We talked about this so long ago that a listener mailed me a VHS tape.
Whoa, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
That's how long ago. This was like, I don't know, late 90s or early 2000s. And somebody sent me a VHS tape and said, now watch it. But I didn't.
Probably had to rewind it first.
Yeah, they were not kind. They did not rewind. Let's take a couple of calls quickly. Here's Beth who's been holding. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Something that everyone but you has done, and they judge you for it.
So I was born and raised in Colorado, and I worked up at Hatteras Castle Lodge in Alaska, and I have never been on a pair of skis or a snowboard in my life, oh. And everybody thinks I'm absolutely insane.
You are absolutely insane. How come? Why haven't you done it?
Well, first off, I don't know. I guess I just got more involved in rodeo and never was into cold until I moved up to Alaska. And then I got into snow machining and just spent all my time doing that. But everybody thinks I'm crazy that I never have tried skiing or snowboarding.
Isn't that funny that people around the country, if they find out that you've lived in Colorado all your life and you've never been skiing, people around the country especially think yeah. you're insane.
It's like, isn't that all you guys do there during the winter? You all live in the mountains?
You guys like skied to work.
Yeah, you ski to lunch, ski on dates.
Pretty much.
Beth, you hang in there. We don't judge you.
It reminds me of, you know, I went the longest time without skiing in Borden. I, you know, did about 10, 11 years ago I started. But I remember when I would put the stickers on my car for like different ski resorts just to fit mm-hmm. in. I was such a poser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
I had
the
ski
on
rack
that.
On my Jeep that I had at the time.
We judged you for that.
Yeah.
Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Something that you've never done, but people judge you for it.
Well, same thing. I have lived in Colorado my entire life, and I have never been camping. And,
you've never pooped in the woods, huh?
I don't know why everyone, I just don't have like the gear and everything, and I'm not like
some
I just
waterproof matches
a bunch of friends that are yeah. all about it, and yeah. they're like mm-hmm. you've never been, oh my gosh, and I'm like I don't know, I'm like, I'm at this point, like, do I need to go drive to the middle of the mountains and like sleep in my car or something?
Yeah, you probably you could just to say you've kind of slept in the mountains.
You know, Alyssa, if it makes you feel any better, I have been and couldn't stand it, and I will never go back.
Yeah,
so
Dom hates camping.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. I don't judge you. In fact, I give you a high five. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show with us. The texts are blowing up.
There's a lot. Ian wrote in, says, I've never had a Hershey's chocolate bar. How is that possible?
How's it possible?
I love Alex, who says, I've never tried carrot cake, but I judge people who eat it harshly. Oh, so good.
Karen says, I've never seen Seinfeld.
Oh, I saw a couple of those. Danielle said, here's some, a whole list. Danielle says, I've never seen a single episode of Stranger Things, Squid Games, Euphoria, or The Mandalorian. You're missing out on some good entertainment, Danielle. Monique says, I've never smoked the pot weed, as Jeremy calls it, and people don't believe me when I tell them that.
Jeremy and I are the same way.
Well, I've never had the pot weed either.
Yeah,
so.
It's, and people don't believe us, especially since we're morning radio guys. They're what? You're in radio? Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. I'm not a
don't need it. Don't want it. Guy. Never tried it.
I don't judge people either way on that. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either, but it's just
one with the others. But I have had a lot of friends who look at me like I'm some sort of major dork. You know, I'm like, well, okay,
yeah. I mean, the amount of cocaine I've done.